Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Hi, this is John, Addicted to Triathlon podcast. And what is your name?
John.
No, your name's John,
yes, sir,
too.
Yes, sir.
And you are one of the people we talk about.
Oh, really?
The very first timers.
That's not a good thing.
No.
Huh?
So tell us, what made you want to do this?
So one of my really good friends, Steven, and I were trying to do this together about 6 weeks ago. Steven wimped out on Monday.
Oh.
So now I'm here by myself. So ready to go. Looking forward to it.
Okay, good. Are you with him?
I'm mom.
You're mom.
I'm here to claim the body.
Oh, no. Here to cheer him on.
Yeah. I'm actually here to cheer him on. Right. He's cheered me on running. I'll cheer him on everything else.
Very good. All right, thanks. All right, here we are at Texas 70.3. So, Kate, they decided to cancel the start. How do you feel about that?
I'm all right. At least we're safe.
Yes.
I don't want anyone having a heart attack because of the waves or whatever.
Yeah.
But I would be fine. I would just be slow.
Yeah, so would everybody. Everybody
yeah.
would be in the same boat, so to say.
Yeah. And then we would get in the boat.
All right, so it sounds like everyone's supposed to be at their bikes, where their bikes are racked up at 7:15. They're going to start pulling them out row by row. So you're going to be out there starting with a bunch of people at the same time. So you haven't trained for that, so just be careful. There's
yeah.
water out the boat.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get my special time that I wanted, but I just, now I just want to finish the race.
Yeah,
so
it's about 50-something degrees right now.
57.
And it's going to be a little warmer. It's supposed to keep raining till about 8, 9 o'clock. Then the sun will be peeking out. So hopefully the wind's about, 21, 22 miles
yeah.
an hour. So you
just
like these
Waco.
Races. You like these races.
Bring it. Totally bring it.
And it looks like the wind shifted. So it doesn't sound like you're going to be getting a tailwind anytime going out or coming back. So you're just going to get a side wind, so watch out for the gust. It's going to push you out towards the ocean. So don't fall in the ocean, in the Gulf. Okay. The roads should be blocked off. You should have a clear lane the whole way out and back. So that'll be good. There's marshmallow traffic coming back. There should be someone there when you're at the turn back into the park. So just watch out for the puddles. So it's raining out here a little bit. Lens flares. We're a whole movie production now. So, okay, anything else to say?
No. I'm just ready for this to be done.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Get this. Let's do this.
We're in the pavilion, or we're in something. We're in protection from the wind and the rain. It's a little dark in there. Look at all the people.
They look like
penguins. Yeah, it's been storming and winding and raining, so it's been kind of crazy. Right, should be done in a little bit. We'll be out there. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode number 32.
Yes.
So it's done. It's over.
Oh, yeah. I finished.
Yeah!
It was a crazy, crazy adventure.
Right. So we got there Saturday for check-in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was windy already and cold.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit cold. No, it wasn't cold Saturday.
It was still warm.
Yeah. Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the Texas 70.3 in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and checked, you did your bike check-in, checked in your bike, deflated your tires, right? And then we went and checked out the village, and looked at all the stuff they had for sale.
Yeah.
And then
it started raining.
Yeah, we were going to go.
I was going in the check-in tent.
Yeah, we were going to go check out the 1 o'clock.
meeting.
Yeah, but it was all Spanish.
And we didn't understand anything. So we hung out some more. Yep. And
we waited a whole hour.
Yep. And then between 1 and 2, it just started pouring. Yeah, I put a video on it on.
But it wasn't cold.
But it wasn't cold. No. No. So.
Just crazy wind.
Yeah, it was rain. Very windy and raining.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to eat dinner. I don't even remember where we went to eat. Oh yeah, we did.
The Mexican place.
We went to a Mexican place out of town.
It's a just cute to little place.
Make sure that we had that we were okay. But we were wet and they didn't have
cold.
They didn't have the heater on.
And, yeah, it was starting to get really cold.
Yeah.
And we were sopping wet.
And they didn't have any hot drinks, only cold drinks.
It was kind of more like a bar.
Yeah.
They had food and they had TVs and stuff. It was like a sports bar, but they had full food.
But it was good Mexican food.
It was very good Mexican food. I forgot what it was. Like bonitos with a
V.
Bonitos.
Something like that.
But the V in Spanish is B.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that. So.
Pigged out,
and we went home, or went to the hotel that we got, and you unpacked everything and put it in your piles to make sure you'd have everything, and then you repacked everything.
Yeah.
So you had everything for the next day for the race.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we went to bed at 7, right?
Yeah.
Went to bed at 7?
Well, I stuffed myself, digested. We ate really early. We ate like at
3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah. And then we didn't go to bed until 7. But I was pretty tired because I woke up at 5.
You woke up at 5?
Yeah.
We went to bed at 7.
I was ready for sleep.
And the kids were outside. It stopped raining. The kids were outside playing in the pool, having a good old time.
Not our kids.
No,
but
some kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine, but what was louder than the kids?
The birds, the birds. Hawks. I don't know what you call them.
The pigeon? No, it wasn't the pigeon. The robins.
They're like blackbirds.
Blackbirds, yes.
They're like squawking. Really loud. I mean, the whole. I don't know, like where they sleep.
They were in the palm tree, right? Outside our door.
They really like those trees. So we had to turn on the fan in there.
And you also put in an earplug.
I took out the earplugs.
Oh, you didn't?
Because
you did?
And I just used the fan because that worked.
Once you put the fan in, we turned the fan on all the whole time, so that worked.
Yeah, that worked really well.
And we woke up at 4?
Yeah.
4 in the morning, and you actually slept.
Yeah, I slept really good. My quality of sleep was good.
Yeah, you got 9 hours?
7.
No, 7.
But it was a good quality sleep. Yeah. Right.
So we got up.
Felt refreshed.
We packed the Jeep.
Yeah.
And then we went to breakfast. So our new tradition is going to go
to IHOP.
IHOP in the morning.
Yeah. They were open.
There was
had a breakfast taco, burrito, breakfast burrito.
There was a couple other triathletes in there getting their breakfast. So
I ate half the burrito, had one cup of coffee, and that was it. I didn't eat too much. I didn't, like the night before I stuffed myself. And then the night before that, I stuffed myself.
Right.
So for 2 nights, I ate and ate.
So you had your carbo loading.
Right. And then I ate a little less in the morning at IHOP. And not too much coffee.
I forgot to mention, what was your reaction when you woke up in the morning and you looked outside and you opened the door?
The wind. Like, oh crap.
And it was cold.
I mean, I know it was. I mean, on the weather, it said that it was going to be cold, but.
And gusting.
I knew it was.
Yeah.
I mean, we both knew it was going to.
But you but felt it.
I felt it.
Just going from and the hotel to the Jeep.
And then I went out there and I'm like, oh crap. Dang it.
Yeah. You just picked the wrong races, I guess.
Yeah.
But this was cold and
so this
rainy.
This is the second race that it's happened with the wind.
On your half arrow. 2 out of 2 half Ironmans.
I think I might just keep, I really, really enjoy the sprints.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we came out of, we stayed at IHOP for a little longer. Transition opened at 5. The swim start was supposed to be at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we showed up and you
and were... as I we were driving to the race, uh-huh. I looked out at the beach and I'm like, I know that swim is canceled.
Yep. So we got there and it was confirmed.
They announced in the bathroom and I heard him announce it.
Yeah. I just missed videotaping it, but I heard him and I'm like, oh, swim's canceled. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good.
I was I was good. I mean, I was bummed. But I mean, I had mixed feelings. I was bummed, but I'm like, that's good, because that would be crazy to try to get over those waves.
Right.
I would be like swimming, and it would be pushing me back. Swimming?
We actually went and looked at it before they ended up doing the bike start. So, and it looked like a river.
Yeah. It was flowing down.
It's almost like a lake because it's just off to the side of, it's on the inlet of a gulf. And then
I would love to go out there. Don't they have those kayaks to go out in that? Is it that part?
What do you mean?
You know how you're driving on the road and there's kayaks?
Oh, you can rent?
Doesn't that go to that?
Yeah, it goes out there.
Yeah.
But so we went out and looked at it, and yeah, it looked like a river. It was moving.
Flowing like a river.
Towards, from the north.
Where we were going to start swimming down.
Yeah, so it would have been a head current. You would have been swimming with a current against you. Yeah. So that would have not been good.
No.
Yeah, and it was hauling.
It was.
It was moving. It was moving at a good clip.
Yeah.
And then... So what they decided to do is by your rows and how you racked your bike, they're going to go 2x2 every 5 seconds.
So I was in the K.
So yeah, you were K in the 1,000. You were 1,000. So they at 7:30, they told everyone to be at their bikes at 7:15, and then at 7:30 they would start.
Yeah.
But before then, it started pouring.
Yeah.
And we went run into a little... I don't know what you'd call it, a protected area.
But it didn't really protect very well.
No. And when we were there, what happened? There was like people just in there talking, and we met a guy from Pennsylvania there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we heard his story. His wife goes everywhere and does triathlons, and he's the Sherpa.
Yeah.
And we saw another person with their dog. And we're like,
yeah, and the dog was crying.
We're like, oh, we're glad we didn't bring our dog.
Yeah, because we were going to bring our dog.
But, oh, the day before, at the beginning of this video.
Check-in.
We, at check-in, when it was pouring, we talked to a young gentleman from Texas A&M. He's mm-hmm. going to graduate here this...
He's in the Army.
In the Army, and he's going to graduate this summer. So he's a first-timer. And there were still a lot of first-timers out there doing the 70.3.
He was a really nice guy.
Yeah, he was nice.
Seemed like he had his head on, except he just looked crazy doing the half Ironman for the first time.
Yeah.
But that's totally awesome how he
did And he that. Finished. And we he saw finished. Him at the, we saw him at the end.
And I saw him in the middle running.
From his story, what you heard at the beginning, he talked about how he... joined up with his friend, and then his friend flaked
last
out.
Last minute.
Flaked
6 weeks before something?
No, just like last week, I think is what he said.
Oh.
So like... you can hear it in the clip.
Yeah.
That you will see or hear. We'll put some kind of video in front of it. But yeah, so anyway, so we were under that little protected area, and people were just going nuts, and we could hear all the negative people talking, the negative talk. Was starting. We could hear it.
This is during the race?
No, during when we were under the gazebo thing.
Oh, the check-in. The gazebo.
Yeah, I'm back to
the race.
The race day.
Yeah.
We're standing under that and...
And I think they gave me some negative bug.
Uh-huh.
Because I started to just get... I was cold. My socks were wet.
Yep.
And I was... Yeah, I was feeling it and not wanting to go. And my muscles were like agitated already from standing so long. Yeah, that was kind of making me perturbed. And
so luckily the rain stopped long enough for.
But then I was wet and cold.
Yep.
So you... And I basically told John, I'm like, I don't want to do this. So John was trying to get me up and.
Pep talk.
Pep talk.
So I pulled up the stats from the race. So they said that if you did not want to race, to go ahead and turn in your time and chip before transition closed, before the start.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so we saw a bunch of people leaving, and we, or I saw a bunch of people leaving, and we heard, I heard the people next to me saying, you know, other racers were coming up to the fence where I was and talking to their loved ones saying, oh.
I've seen people taking their bikes out.
Yeah, people, person next to me left.
I was kind of jealous.
People over here left. So there was 1,769 people signed up for the race. 297 did not start for whatever reason. It could have been because they didn't get there, but a lot of the majority of those people.
But I heard one guy, I don't know who he was. He was just in transition. He was like walking up and down the bike saying, man, the swim's canceled. It's throwing off my whole, I don't know what the word is. Just my flow that I normally do, you know. My normal routines.
Yeah.
Wow. Throwing off everything. I'm like, gosh, I'm just thinking, just enjoy it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Your Nike commercial. Just
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, let's do this.
And there were 13 people that did try to go do it. They got on the bike and they got all the way to transition.
And their bike time was awesome.
Yeah, I think they overdid it on the bike.
But their bike time was awesome.
So they spent their pennies. So then they showed up at transition, they had a transition time, and then they were done. So they 13 people did not finish. So you know what I think a lot of it is mental, like we talk about in our podcast. You know, that's like part of the triathlon. Go ahead.
Oh, before you get into that talk, I wanted to go off and say what I remembered with my bike shoes. You know what? When I was setting up the day before for my check-in.
Yeah, bike shoes right there.
Yeah. I kept looking about my...
Looking for your bike. Looking for your running shoes.
Yeah, and I had other running shoes on. No, it was, when was this? During the bike race?
You were setting up for transition.
Oh, I was setting up for transition. It wasn't bike check-in. Transition. I kept looking for my running shoes because, you know, we didn't have a swim. So my routine was thrown off. Also, like that guy.
Yes.
So why I'm saying this is because the guy was saying how his routine was thrown off.
Right.
So my routine was thrown off, but I wasn't walking back and forth about it. And I kept looking for my running shoes because normally
so you
I have
set
my
it up
flip
in transition.
Flops. Yeah. And so I like looked for them like three times. I'm like, where's my running shoes?
And where were they?
On me.
On your feet.
I'm like, oh, okay. So then I started setting up again. Where's my running shoes? But yeah, so I mean, the swim did throw things off.
Right. So part of what we were talking about was the mental part of triathlon, especially the longer ones.
Yeah.
Because you get that negative self-talk or
you do.
So did you get any of that? So let's just go back. You were on your bike and you started going. And you had the wind, and it was 21, 22 mile an hour winds with gusts, and it was coming from the side.
The
right?
Negative talk stopped.
Oh, when you started biking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't planning on stopping. None of it was in my head, I didn't tell you. It was just when it was pouring down rain when we were waiting to race, I was waiting to race, that's when I had it. But when I was biking, none.
So what did you do differently on the bike? Because normally you just have your running kit, or your kit, your top and your shorts. So what did you end up doing to adjust for it?
So my socks were wet. I dealt with that. I just wore my running kit. Then I wore my pink pink long shirt.
Your Lululemon.
Lululemon shirt. Then I wore another pullover little thin coat. And that still wasn't enough. That was cold. And then I wore a hoodie on top of that. And then I had my helmet. And then when we were waiting to go race, I put my hood
over my helmet.
You
had your helmet on and your hoodie over.
But then when the race started, I took it off.
Yeah.
So maybe I had, maybe it would help me aerodynamically with the just the helmet. I thought maybe the hood would pull me back some more.
If you had it on your helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only thing I would have suggested was to try to tuck in the hood under your shirt, under the actual thing, but.
Hood?
The hood.
Oh.
Tuck it under.
Yeah.
So when you're in your aero, it's not flapping around.
I know.
Or a big wind sail.
I know.
But, so you were out there riding.
There was no doubt. There was no negative talk.
Okay, that's good, because that's part of the reason I went out. And I drove out to like mile 15.
Yeah. So you didn't know that I was I was okay.
I pulled over and I got a nice slow motion video. I know.
John needs video training.
Camera training on my phone.
Yeah.
The video was.
Maybe you should YouTube it like you tell me.
What?
YouTube it, how to work your video and camera.
Yeah, that would be funny. I accidentally did it in slow motion. It looked really good though, but there was no sound. No, you're on your bike. You're like,
I know. Yeah. I was like slow motion pedals.
Oh yeah, it was.
But that's how I felt.
But everybody else was also slow motion pedals.
There was some people hauling past me.
Well, yeah. Well, so I stayed out there for about 5 minutes after you had passed.
You stopped.
Yeah, I pulled over. Wow. Yeah, I stopped. There was a little pull-out area, so I was cheering some of the people because, you know, their negative self-talk is probably going nuts, too.
Can you imagine hearing all those thoughts?
Yeah, just keep going. It's another training ride.
So did I look like I was in the next
zone? You were smiling. I was like, why is she smiling? She's crazy.
Yeah. I was okay as long as I didn't stop. If I stopped,
yeah. So would have been so done. You rode out, and I was tracking you, and you got to the Ironman tracker didn't show your first bike split till 46 miles, but I was still tracking you, and so you got up over the bridge and went out to the turnaround. How was that?
The bridge and the turnaround was fine.
No issues on the turnaround.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's good.
Just seemed like it took forever to get out there on the turnaround.
Yeah, because it was it was 3 miles
farther than what?
When we
those 3 miles seemed like forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a headwind and gusts. So yeah. Did you get blown off?
Yeah.
Blown off your bike?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's gotta suck.
And so every single time I was in my hover position,
arrow,
it would push me, and it was hurting my neck. My neck's still sore.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sit up, and I would aero position, sit up. I just couldn't get comfortable. But yeah, my neck is definitely sore.
Okay, so when I was driving back, while you were going out towards the turnaround, I was driving back, and I saw the Uber bikers out there, because they were already going. When I was out there, mile 15, they were mm-hmm. already going back home. And so I was watching them, and as I was driving in the same directions, and some of them were hauling.
I know. How can they push so? I mean, I understand they're thinner.
Yeah, but still. But there was two people that I saw that they definitely spent all their pennies, because
you could see their faces.
By the time it was, I think, mile 50, so you had 6 miles left, they were still out on the main road. A couple guys were just like weaving all over the road. They were spent.
Like worse than
they
me?
They were going slow. Yeah, they were going slow. And I was like, oh, they're done. They're cooked.
Mm-hmm.
They've overdone it. But I don't know how they ended up. I didn't get
and then I have a story.
Okay, tell me your story. Tell us your story.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, the tire. So, as you're talking about people coming back and Uber bikers, so when we went out, me and John, we did, we did practiced 50, and 50 miles. We had our, as you know, we had our tubes, our tire
our spares.
Flats. Yes. Our tire flats. So, I was worried we were going to have another tire flat or I was going to. And so I was like really staring at the road and looking for stuff on the road when I was bike riding too.
You said you saw a blade out there.
I saw a blade.
Yeah.
So I was like really staring at the road. So that was stressful too. And then I guess John said that he saw he heard crashes or he saw people had crashes on
the They were still
face.
On the run. They kept running and they crashed. Yeah.
But so as I was coming back, he didn't look like his... I mean, no one was helping him. He was a young boy. I felt bad. He was like, I don't know. He looked like in his 20s. He sounded really young when he asked me. He's like, anyone have a pump? And I'm like, yeah. It just came out. Yeah. He's like, can I borrow it? And I didn't say anything. And just kept writing. I didn't want to stop. And that's why I'm going off of this story. It's like, I didn't want to stop. If I stopped... But I mean, then again, if he was hurt and he had blood coming off of him, I would help him. And if no one was there, you know, I'd stop and help him because...
Now apologize to him.
I just felt so bad, but I didn't want to stop, so I'm sorry. But I'm sure he's going to tell all his friends, this woman, this stupid, mean B-word lady, I'm not going to say that word... said she had a pump and she didn't even give it to me.
Now, in your defense...
But John...
In your defense...
Oh, but anyways, in my head, I was thinking, there's bike people coming, going back and forth, helping people.
Yeah.
So he could... And in my mind, someone will help him.
Yeah, you saw the bike-minded crew out there.
And so in my mind, I thought, well, I'll start working on my tire. If my tire was low, and then I knew someone would come and help a tire guy. Because they kept announcing that there's professional bike
repair people. Yeah. I saw one. He was out there. He didn't get a new tire. He was helping the guy fix his tire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he was watching the guy fix his tire. So maybe the guy said, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah.
Then there was a lot of people that flatted. A lot of people on the side of the road.
A lot of stuff on the side of the road that got them.
Something got them. Yeah. You saw pieces of bike stuff.
I did.
Crashes.
Mm-hmm.
Results of crashes. Okay, so you came in and you took your time in transition, right?
Yeah.
I saw you in the corner. You know, great job. Great. You're fantastic. Whatever I said. Good job. I saw you back in transition. And then you were getting ready to run out.
And I ran pretty fast the first part.
Yeah. And then it just kind of ate away at you. Yeah. So three loops. Yeah. Three loops. We were laughing because there's a sign that says 1, 2, and 3 and an arrow pointing to the left and then finish with an arrow
and
pointing
like,
to the right.
We don't keep track of your loops.
Kaylin got confused. So every time she went by, this is 1. This is 2. This is
because sometimes
3.
When I run, I zone out. So like during my loops, I made sure I was getting a little weird in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Coke, please, Coke.
Yeah.
So I wasn't worried about any cramping.
Oh, talk about. So,
but I did that Coke for my brain because my brain gets a little weird sometimes. I zone out if I don't have...
The sugar in your
the
head.
The sugar. So.
Right. And we found out they didn't have what we thought. They didn't have Gatorade Perform like they did previously.
I drink what they had.
You drink the Morton?
I drink a lot of water first.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple times I drink 2 cups of Morton, 2 or 3 cups.
I think
cups.
It was a drink. But...
They're like small cups.
And then they had,
They had bananas. Mm-hmm. So I had a half of a banana one time and some water and whatever I could grab. And then next round I had like some more water. I mean, each mile there's food. So I always grab something.
Okay, so you had some kind of nutrition out there.
Yeah. And then I started getting hungry at the last part like the last loop, the third loop, mm-hmm. I'm like, Coke and food I need. So I grabbed another Coke, and then and I grabbed one of their Mortons.
You didn't even try to get a gel, huh? You no. just do not like gels.
No. Well, it upsets my stomach, and I want to go to the toilet.
Okay. That's
so,
good.
No. So I grabbed a Coke and a Morton's bar, mm-hmm. a half of a small little bar. It was small. And that tied me over, and it wasn't too heavy. And then I kept drinking more water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. It was getting hotter.
Mm-hmm. I started shedding clothes.
Yeah, started shedding clothes. And then there would be wind gusts and the temperature would drop. Mm-hmm. And so you'd get cold, but then you'd warm back up.
Yeah.
And was there any part of the course that every time you went to it, you just did not like it?
Outside in the...
The street?
The street hill.
Oh, the one that crosses the little viaduct?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to run. I'm just going to be like a robot and not think and just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little bridge.
I just like, do it.
Yeah. But you seemed fine on that other hill.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm not going to stop. The only time I stopped was to eat because I can't eat and run. And I can't drink and run like some people. So I would stop and chew and go on. But the rest of the time, I would not stop. I just kept going. Because if I stopped, I was going to start stopping or walking, running. I didn't want to be a walk runner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a runner.
Because whenever I started doing that, that was it. There was no way of
getting back up. You're just going to keep doing that. It's hard.
It's a mental thing. Once you do it, it's easier. Then you just keep doing it.
So I'm like, I'm just going to run slow if I'm tired.
Yeah.
Just run slow and just look like an old lady.
Yeah. You are an old lady. No. You're younger than me.
But, yeah.
Okay. So you cross the finish line. And again, I had a problem with my video. You were really fast. It
John
was in fast.
Sped up his video.
It was in fast motion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was interesting. But you finished. You actually did okay. I was expecting you to finish a lot later than you did.
You really did?
Yeah, based off of your bike time, but your run time was a lot faster than what I thought it was going to be.
Because so I can run now, because my injury is better.
I figured because of that.
What was my run in Waco? Do you know how long it was?
About the same time.
Oh.
Yeah, but there I was pushing you with your run splits. So I was tracking your run splits, but I wasn't telling you this time because I thought that that bike was just enough to push you over the edge because that...
Mentally, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people...
Could not endure.
Yeah, did not even start. But again, you know, that's just one of the things in triathlon. You have your transitions too that you have to deal with. You've got to deal with mechanical issues.
You gotta find your shoes when they're on.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta do nutrition is another thing that you have to worry about. And then that mental fatigue that, I mean, it's not a sprint.
Yeah,
it's long.
And you see Lionel Sanders, you know, he's a pro. I mean, he doesn't have a job like I do. I mean, he has obstacles like we do, you know, normal life obstacles, but he doesn't have a job that we have to go through.
That is his job.
So he makes it look easy, but when you're actually out there and you have a job and then you go and train.
Yeah, we were talking about...
That's real life.
We were talking about all the things that you had this year. You had your injury.
My butt injury. I don't know what you call it.
You had your...
The back of the leg.
And that just kept coming back.
Yeah.
And then you had your coughing, your lungs... You had a whole bunch of fluid in your lungs. You didn't have pneumonia, but you kept coughing.
Oh, it was our cold that we had.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
We had the car wreck.
We moved. At the end, a couple weeks ago, you started a new job.
Yeah.
So you had all of these things that you had during this training season.
And I've been going through menopause.
Yeah.
That's been a change.
And you have your teeth events.
Teeth problems.
So, I mean, realistically, that you were able to do that and finish, that was awesome with all of that going on. Plus, then you had the wind and the rain, and that, I mean, that'll wipe out a lot of people mm-hmm. right there. So good job. Way to go.
Thank you.
All right. So
it's John's turn next in Florida.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I better start training.
Yeah. So we get a cheer on John and take care of John.
Yeah. Yeah, I did Sherpa duty. I only ran 6 miles this time, not 15 like last time
yeah,
in Waco.
Yeah, it was more spread out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not so bad. But I did have to run to the Jeep. And because we lost so much weight already, mm-hmm. my jeans, every time I ran from one place to the other, I had to hold them up. One hand is like holding up using the belt loop.
Yeah.
Hiking them up because it kept falling down. I'm sure I was funny out there. One time I was
holding up. I'm coming, Martha.
He's like, one time I was running through a crowd, I'm like, Sherpa running, and everyone's just laughing at me. All right. Yeah. So good job.
Yeah, and then what we were speaking about endurance and going through stuff. And then also, I still, like, after the race, I was coming up to my finish line. I think it was my finish. Or it was, like, the third lap. And I heard this guy saying, I don't know why they're just jogging. It's a race. And I'm, like, thinking, dude, you have no clue.
Yeah.
You sound like a young guy, but... Like, you don't know what people have to go through.
Yeah, it's not like watching the pros. The pros, when they used to go to,
make it look
to
so
this
easy.
Race, yeah. I mean, even the people that finished, you know, in the top 10, they were hauling. You could definitely tell, you know, this is what they do.
That's all they do.
Mm-hmm. Even, I mean, at the finish line, I heard the 70, I think she was 74, and she crossed the finish line, and they're like, first place finisher, 74, you're going to Worlds. You know, and then the guy right in front of you, was it right in front of you?
Yeah, there was an older man.
75, you're going to Worlds. You know, first place,
yeah, he's
Worlds.
Like, probably, no.
You know, it's like, they're out there doing that too, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of walkers on the run. There was one lady
she did
the whole marathon.
Oh, you saw
the whole
her?
Half, yeah. I saw her several times, and she was always walking.
Wow.
And she was just like, she almost looked like a race walker without using the arms. She was just determined. She was just going to walk.
Wow.
I saw a guy. They called him Papa. All the kids and the family were out there supporting him. He's wearing, like, jean pants.
But
they were,
wow.
like, tan. They weren't, like, running shorts or anything. He was wearing, like, slacks or something. And he was out there, and he was... Yeah, he was on his last lap, and
oh wow,
they were out there supporting him.
I should take some pictures or some videos of stuff like that, people like that.
Yeah.
Like when I'm watching you.
It was very inspirational
mm-hmm.
seeing people out there, all ages.
Yeah, all different kinds of lives.
Uh-huh.
Where that's not all they do is triathlon. They like have to go and they're sick, or their families are sick, and they're taking care of their family, or...
You heard someone was pregnant and they were out there?
Yes, the lady that finished before me, she was a young young lady. It was their first child. She's 19 weeks pregnant. She just had a little tiny belly, but it's her first, you know. And she was tiny, and she's like, I'm 19 weeks pregnant and I finished. But at least I finished. I didn't finish like the greatest or anything, but I finished.
That's right.
Yeah.
You finished.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah. So I'm sure her husband was stressed about her.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
On the bike or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was. Okay. So I guess that's all we're going to have this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was
How many minutes is that?
36 around there.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll cut out some things.
Yeah.
Shorten it up.
Mm-hmm.
But. So.
Yeah.
You're not doing another one?
No.
Not today.
No.
No.
I mean, when we were doing those sprints that summer.
Mm-hmm. When we did the three
did
in a row,
like a whole
every
bunch.
Month. Yeah.
That was fun. Uh-huh. I really enjoyed it.
Right. And you always remembered your cycling shoes in your pillow?
Yes, I forgot my pillow at the hotel and my shoes.
Your cycling shoes. Can't find them. They didn't make it back.
But they're old. Yep. The pillow was old too.
We'll get you a new one. All right. That's all we got then.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay addicted.
And try.